The past several days had a flurry of activity related to the Arkansas political scene. Both Democrats and Republicans have entered and exited races. Governor Mike Beebe has thrown support behind fellow Democrat Mike Ross to succeed him in the governor's mansion, and both Congressman Tom Cotton and Senator Mark Pryor have been touring the state in their developing race. This week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas gathered three political observers together to discuss the developing 2014 races. Jason Tolbert is the author of the blog The Tolbert Report. Michael Cook writes the blog Cook's Outlook. And Skip Rutherford is the dean of the Clinton School of Public Service. Roby asked them about the importance, if any, behind the current governor's endorsement of a fellow Democrat in the race for his replacement. Michael Cook answered first.
I think it allows the former Congressman Mike Ross to make the case that he is going to be, in a way, serving Mike Beebe's third term. I mean, Mike Beebe is literally one of the country's most popular governors. If he could run for re-election, he would win hands down. So this helps Congressman Ross in terms of, you know, establishing his bona fides. You know, remember, he's not really known in three other congressional districts. Mm-hmm. So this sort of helps him. It's not going to win the race for him, no doubt about it, but it does help him introduce himself to the voters of Arkansas.
A third term for Mike Beebe?
Well, I think certainly that's what Mike Ross wants. I think he wants to run for that third term of Mike Beebe. Certainly Mike Beebe is very popular still. Obviously, you want to try to tap into that as much as you can. The question is, will voters buy it? Is Mike Ross the same thing as Mike Beebe? I think he's going to have a difficult time making that case. I think there's a lot of differences between the two. But certainly it helps him, obviously, a very popular incumbent governor endorsing him. I think it helps him, but I don't know that he completely makes the case that he is the next Mike Beebe.
Skip, you're not only the dean of the Clinton School, but you're also the dean for this panel here because you've been around. You got
double their ages.
You know more in your pinky about politics than some of us do, but do endorsements matter anymore?
They do matter in particular races, and I think where this one is significant, if the field hadn't already been cleared, literally, it's cleared now. And secondly, it's a signal for Beebe to his donors, to his fan base, that Mike Ross is my guy, and that's an early on signal. It'll help Ross in fundraising.
Let's talk about some of the storylines that have kind of developed early. This is what some Democrats are saying about Asa Hutchinson. 0-for-3 in statewide races, not a good fundraiser, high name ID, and this is a reddening state. That's one of the positives that I think is working in Asa's favor here. On the flip side, on our next graph, you've got Mike Ross and what's being said about him, that he's a better retail politician than Asa is when he's out in the field. He's outraising Asa significantly at this juncture of the campaign, but he's got that health care vote that has tripped him up early on. And you got 2010-2012 elections that are indicating that this state is reddening, might not be moving in that direction. If the election were today, who do you think wins this race, Michael?
Well, right now, based on polling, Asa Hutchinson would win. And at this point in polling, he's supposed to be ahead. I mean, he's ran for office three times before. His brother was a U.S. Senator and was on the ballot, the statewide ballot twice. So right now, Hutchinson is ahead because of simple name recognition. So if obviously the election was held today, he would be the favorite one. But of course, it's not till November that both these candidates get to make their case. Ross gets to travel the state and make his reasons clear why he should be our next governor.
Well, we'll come back to that. If the race were today, who wins, Jason?
I think Ace is ahead right now. I think he comes in with a vastly different political environment than his previous three races. A lot of people like to talk about those three losses he has in the past. A couple of those were back in the 90s. The last one was 8 years ago. I think things have changed drastically the last 4 years in Arkansas. So I think it's kind of not really comparing apples and oranges. And I think you're already starting to see some policy differences where Asa is really separating himself from Ross. You saw Asa hint at he's going to get very aggressive in some of the tax relief that he wants to propose, on the particularly on the income tax. Mike Ross is shying away from that. He's saying we might be able to do some small tax cuts if there's a surplus. I think that distinction is a very big contrast from the race Mike Beebe ran. Mike Beebe was very aggressive in some of the tax relief he wanted to give, where Ross is really backing and shying away from that already. I think that contrast is going to help Hutchinson a lot.
He's being a little bit cautious, though.
Well, first of all, this is pure speculation, and it's way early. I mean, this is way early to call this. If I were betting right now, I'd bet on Ross. You could ask Percy Malone and Jay Dickey that have both underestimated him in his campaigns. I think Ross is well-funded. I do think Asa Hutchinson, and I admire him and have a lot of respect for him. And I think the timing is better for him now than it's ever been before. But I think Mike Ross is a superior politician, and I think he prevails.
So let's play out what happens over the next 14 months or so, right? That Mike Ross has the field cleared. Asa Hutchinson still has two contenders to deal with in a Republican primary, although they're not super strong. Does getting that primary victory under his belt, does that help Asa Hutchinson, Jason?
Yeah, I think it does help him. You know, neither one of his candidates are really serious candidates. I don't think he is at all concerned about winning the primary. I think the only thing we'll be looking for on primary night is what is the margin? Does he get 70%, 80%? How big is his win? So he'll come out of that with some momentum. People will be talking about his race. He'll get a little bit of earned media because that primary will be going on. So I think actually the primary will almost be like a little bit of a preparation for him. He'll be on television a lot more, be in the press a lot more without having to spend a lot of money during the primary.
Your take, Michael?
Actually, it's a bit of a problem for him. I mean, first of all, Asa is going to win the Republican primary. Just go ahead and bet on that. That's done. The problems are, number one, he's going to have to go a little bit to the right because he has to win by a convincing margin. If he doesn't win by a significant margin, then people start to wonder, why did you lose against these two unknown candidates? And he's going to have to spend a little bit of money in an area that he's going to win anyway, Benton County, Washington County, Sebastian County. Those counties are his base. So he's spending money in an area that's not going to help him in a general election. Again, he's going to win that primary, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be that big of a deal.
It's a wash. I think he gets the benefit of the primary campaign. I think you always get your organization fine-tuned. It's been a while since Ace has been on the ballot. You build up your organization. I think that is a really strong benefit. I think that's a plus for him. I think the negative is that he has to spend the dollars and the expectation game of how big is the margin. But I think it's a wash.
All right, let's go. We got one more question, but let's go to the Lieutenant Governor's race real quick. Keep it all in the state confines here. Right now, today, if the election were to be held, you'd have John Burkhalter on the Democratic side. You'd have Representative Charlie Collins on the Republican side. Mm-hmm. Does the R label work against John Burkhalter because he's the Democrat, or does John Burkhalter's money win out in the Democratic race?
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure it's going to be Charlie Collins. I mean, it may be, but I think, number one, if Johnny Key gets in that race, I think you can't underestimate him. He's probably one of the nicest guys in Arkansas politics, and I have a great deal of respect for him. I think if he gets in, you got to watch him. Secondly, I wouldn't underestimate Andy Mayberry. Now, remember, this is a state that has elected Paul Revere and Mark Martin and Patrick Henry Hayes. So when you start talking about Andy Mayberry, there are a lot of people that are going to think Andy of Mayberry. I wouldn't underestimate the guy. He's a great campaigner. You're giving it to Charlie Collins, who is a good politician. I'm not willing to concede that. I think Johnny Key and Andy Mayberry could make a big race out of this, get in a runoff. It could go the other way. So I think that one is still wide open.
Jason.
I actually completely agree with Skip. I think you're going to see a very active Republican primary there. I think Andy Mayberry will probably announce within the next week. I think there's going to be a lot of people who really want to see Johnny Key get in this race. I know there's been a lot of phone calls made this past week. There's been a lot of encouragement for him to run. Skip's right. He's a very nice guy. He's been in the Senate a long time, has a lot of respect on both sides of the aisle. I think he'd be a very strong candidate. And so it really, when you get to the general election, it kind of depends on how the Republican primary slices out. I think that one could possibly even go to a runoff.
Does John Burkhalter, he's strong, he's got money. Yeah, I mean, does it matter who the Republican is?
In some ways it doesn't. I've always said, beware of wealthy businessmen who run for lieutenant governor. They always win. You had Jim Guy Tucker, you had Win Rockefeller, Bill Halter. And this is a case where if John Burkhalter is willing to spend his money, I mean, look, nobody knows who Charlie Collins is on a statewide level, or John Burkhalter, or Johnny Key, or whoever. But at the end of the day, if you have somebody who's spending $1 million, $2 million of his own money on television, that makes a dramatic difference when the other person has $250,000, $300,000. You can just overpower.
Michael Cook is the author of the blog Cook's Outlook. Jason Tolbert writes the blog The Tolbert Report. And Skip Rutherford is the dean of the Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock. They talked to Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at mitchellwilliamslaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.